Today's scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 12, verses 12 through 19.
今日经文是《使徒行传》第十二章的十二到十九节。
The worship leader will read this for you.
敬拜，带领敬拜会读。
Acts chapter 12, verse 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to the hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in, and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go, shew these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode.
使徒行传第十二章十二至十九节，想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。彼得敲外门，有一个侍女名叫罗大出来探听，听是彼得的声音，就欢喜的顾不得开门，跑进去告诉众人说，彼得站在门外。他们说，你是疯了。侍女极力的说，真是他。他们说，必是他的天使。彼得不住的敲门，他们开了门，看见他就甚惊奇。彼得摆手不要他们作声，就告诉他们主怎样领他出监，又说，你们把这事告诉雅各和众弟兄。于是出去往别处去了。到了天亮，兵丁扰乱得很，不知道彼得往哪里去了。希律找他找不着，就审问看守的人，吩咐他们拉去杀了。后来希律离开犹大，下该撒利亚去，住在那里。
God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
Please continue to have Pastor Wilson in your prayers. He is unfortunately last minute due to illness not being able to join us today.
请纪念Pastor Wilson, 因为佢上个礼拜佢病咗，唔能够今日唔能够喺我哋一齐。
And also Jensine.
Jensine 都系病咗。
We're very, very happy to have Reverend David Wong join us today and give us our message.
我哋好欢喜今日有David Wong 牧师来到我们当中是我们分享神的信息。
And we apologize that we were unable to prepare the scripture for you to be able to read along with us.
我们不好意思不可以即时将那个经文可以
We turn the time over to him now.
我们将时间交给David Wong 牧师。
It's good to be here again.
好开心今日再次翻到嚟呢度。
It's unfortunate that I have to be here when Pastor Wilson's sick.
可惜嘅就系我系只系可以喺陈牧师唔舒服嘅时候我先嚟到。
And we do pray that the Lord would be gracious and help him to get well soon. Let's join together in prayer.
我们一起祈祷。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we do come and give you thanks.
慈爱天父, 我们来到你面前去感谢你。
We thank you for this opportunity.
我们感谢你这个机会。
That you would speak to us.
求你向我们说话。
Open our ears.
打开我们的耳朵,
that we may hear.
以致我们能够听见。
But open our hearts.
也打开我们的心,
that we would hear your spirit.
让我们听到你圣灵的说话。
That we would be able to follow after you.
以致我们可以跟随你。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
If you happen to have your Bibles with you, I ask that you would turn with me to Acts chapter 12.
如果你有圣经的话，都请你打开《使徒行传》嘅第十二章。
Chapter 12, starting verse 12 to 19. And today we will look at the God that is of the unexpected.
我们今天会看的就是说神是在一个我们不为意的地方去做事。
Now, we all have expectations.
我们每一个人都有一些期待的事。
And the problem that we have with our expectations
我们期待的问题是在哪里呢？
Is that it often reality falls short of our expectations.
就是说现实和我们所期待的有误差。
For example,
例如,
those who have children in school,
譬如你有在学的小孩,
and you hope that you expect them to be 4.0 students.
那你期望他考试的分数是满分的。
But it turns out in reality they're only 3.5.
原本应该4分, 但是他只有3.5分。
Now for you wives,
你就问为什么呢?
Now you expect your husband to remember your anniversary.
你期待你的丈夫会记得你的结婚周年纪念。
You hope he remembers what I'm having you remind him.
你希望你不用提他都会记得。
But what happens?
但是发生是怎样呢?
He really forgets.
他真的不记得。
Your expectations are dashed.
你的期待都去幻灭了。
You expect a promotion at work?
你期待在公司里面有一个晋升的机会。
But then it goes to someone else.
但是老细升了第二个人，不升你。
And maybe you expect your friends to be supportive of you no matter what's happening.
或者你期望你的朋友无论有什么事发生都会去支持你。
That in your struggles they would be there for you.
你在你的挣扎里面，你希望他们会在你去支持你。
But to the contrary, they have no understanding of what you're going through.
但相反的就是说，他们完全不知道你经历着什么。
And so our expectations get smashed against the rocks of reality.
所以我们的期望就在这个事实，这个石头上面就去粉碎了。
And now, how often have you had expectations that we didn't expect to happen?
那又岂可会是期待一些事是没有期待它会发生的呢？
And so we've seen this passage of an Acts.
在我们看过的经文《使徒行传》12章里面，
A very typical understanding of the church.
好像是一个很传统去看教会的看法。
So this early church now,
在这个初期的教会里面，
And we see that they are faced with the unexpected.
他们面对一些他们不期待会见到的事。
And so we've seen this passage,
我们看一段经文，
And we are reminded again that God is sovereign.
我们再次看到神是有主权。
And God does the unexpected.
神是做一些我们不会期待期望见到的事。
And in his actions he will thwart the schemes of man.
在他的行动里面，他会去摧毁了神人的计划。
Now in the previous section of Acts chapter 12, in the first part of Acts chapter 12,
在一段我们没看过的，在《使徒行传》12章头那几节的经文里面，
We see that James is just killed by Herod.
我们看到雅各刚刚被希律杀了。
And that Peter is imprisoned by Herod.
而彼得咧就被收下监里边。
And as Peter is in prison, the church is praying for him.
咁当呢个彼得系坐监嘅时候咧，这个教会为佢祈祷。
And God acts to free Peter.
神咧就有所行动去使到彼得咧得到释放。
And we see that Peter himself is confused by the whole situation.
因为睇到彼得咧喺呢个在当中那件事情发生的时候他自己都不是很清楚。
Peter thinks that his freedom is basically only a vision.
彼得以为他得到获释得到自由好像其实原来即他以为是一个异象。
He doesn't know it's the real thing.
他不知道是真实发生了。
And when he finally realizes that he's really free,
他真的得到自由的时候
that God has done the impossible,
神是做一些不可能的事
That he's able to walk outside.
他能够行出这个监牢。
And so as he looks back now,
咁我哋睇，当佢睇翻转头嘅时候
，and he sees the power of God worked out in his life.
佢睇到神嘅能力喺佢嘅生命里边。
He sees how God has freed him from his imprisonment.
佢睇到神点样从将佢喺监牢里边去释放出嚟。
In the beginning of chapter 12, it tells how.He was chained between two soldiers with two chains.
咁喺十二章开头嘅时候，就睇到佢俾两个士兵去夹住，咁用锁链锁住佢。
And how God freed him from their presence.
咁神咧从佢哋当中咧去释放咗彼得出嚟。
Herod had sentries posted at the door.
希律咧有士兵有千夫长咧喺个门口度守住嘅。
And yet he was able to pass.
但系佢彼得仍然能够喺佢哋中间行出嚟。
And finally.When he was at the city gates, the gates were open and he was able to walk out.
甚至乎佢去到城门口嘅时候，呢个门咧打开咗，以致佢都可以行出去。
And there was no one who did this at all, only by the angel of the Lord.
系冇其他人去帮佢哋，而系净系系神嘅天使去做。
And so God exercises His power to bring His sovereign will to pass in freeing Peter.
神就系藉住佢嘅主权。用佢嘅能力去使到彼得得到释放。
Now most of us have not experienced this kind of occurrence in our lives.
我哋好多人都唔会有啲咁嘅事系发生过喺佢身
边。I mean, I don't think any of you have ever been in prison before.
我谂你哋冇乜人都会喺监里边。
Anybody experienced the inside of a prison?
有冇人试过喺监里边
？I don't think so.
我谂冇啦。
But we don't normally see or experience this display of God's power.
我哋好多时都唔会经历到神今日会有咁嘅能力去彰显出嚟。
And so often, since we don't see these awesome display of God's power, we don't realize the power of God working in our lives.
咁当我哋冇去睇到神嘅能力去咁样去彰显出嚟嘅时候咧，我哋就以为神嘅能力咧并冇喺呢度。
See, when back in 2011,
咁喺2011年
，I had a brain tumor.
我有一个脑嘅肿瘤。
It was the size of a tennis ball.
好似一个网球咁大个。
I didn't know how to find room for the tennis ball in my head.
我唔知我头里边边度有位去摆一个网球喺度。
But it was not a coincidence how I was saved.
咁我得到呢个医治并唔系一个偶然。
The sovereign God was at work.
呢个有主权嘅神佢去工作。
Now, you might not have noticed it.
你可能冇留意到。
But see, the congregation realized I had a tumor in my head.
但系会牧师嘅会众咧系留意到佢有个肿瘤。
They thought I was acting funny.
佢以为咧我嘅行动有啲举止有啲古怪。
And finally, they convinced me, and Judy convinced me that I had to go see a doctor.
然后咧，佢啲会众同埋师母都去说服我去睇医生。
I think Judy actually was a little more forceful than convincing.
同埋我相信师母咧，佢系更加出力嘅去说服我。
And so, I went to see the doctor.
跟住我去睇医生。
And everything checked out fine physically for me.
喺即系喺健康嘅生理上边检查，好似都好多嘢都好正常。
The doctor couldn't find anything wrong with me physically.
医生睇唔到我有啲咩问题。
But then you know, she basically said, then we should check out your brain.
然后医生就说，咁我哋要去验下你个脑啦。
Because at one point, Judy's daughter was Alzheimer's.
咁有师母咧，有一刻以为系我系脑退化。
And so, after checking me out,
咁系即系检查咗之后，
they found that tumor.
咁佢哋就揾到呢个瘤。
Now, it's almost impossible, at that time for them to find a doctor who would accept my insurance.
喺当时嚟讲，我要揾一个医生去接受我个保险咧，系差唔多系好冇可能。
You find that many specialists, special surgeons, don't like to accept the insurance.
咁我哋揾到好多嘅做手术嘅医生，佢哋都唔中意我个保险。
But finally, by the grace of God,
但系藉住神嘅恩典，
My son Jonathan was able to find a doctor who would accept my insurance.
我仔 Jonathan 帮我揾到个医生咧，系收我个保险嘅。
He happened to be a Christian surgeon.
佢原来系一个基督徒嘅医生。
Who happened actually to be one of the top in the field of neurosurgery.
同埋佢喺呢个脑神经科嘅手术里边咧，系即系好有经验，系好好医生。
He's the chief neurosurgeon at Sloan Kettering.
咁佢系喺呢个 Sloan Kettering 呢个医院里边咧，佢有个脑外科嘅主治嘅医生。
And so he was able to remove my tumor completely, with nothing left behind.
佢能够咧完全咧将我个瘤咧去切除，冇嘢留低。
But see, even in that happy occurrence,
都喺呢个即系好一个好好完美嘅结局嘅事情。
As I was about to leave the hospital,
咁当我离开医院嘅时候。
I had a seizure.
我突然间有一个痉挛。
Scared my mother after death.
咁令到我冇好屋企人都好惊。
As I was about to leave, so they put me on anti-seizure medication.
咁因为咁样咧，佢哋将俾一啲抗即系去对抗痉挛嘅药物俾我。
See, even there, we see God's hand.
总之喺嗰度，我哋都睇到神嘅手。
Because I was allergic to the anti-seizure medication.
因为我对呢个抗痉挛嘅药物咧系敏感嘅。
Judy noticed it. My ears started looking bigger.
咁阿师母睇我耳仔就知道啦，耳仔越嚟越大。
And so I called the doctor and they said stop taking the medication.
咁我打俾医生，医生叫我咧就唔好食嗰个药啦。
Because they were afraid that it would constrict my throat and I would suffocate to death.
会惊咧呢个即系呢个敏感使到我嘅喉咙咧肿大以致我窒息。
But originally they had planned to put me on seizure medications for over a year or maybe even longer.
但原本嘅计划就系佢哋要我食呢个抗痉挛嘅药咧，要食一年或者以上。
But because of my allergic reaction, they took me off of all seizure medication.
但因为嗰次一个敏感嘅事情咧，以致佢哋咧就将我即系叫我唔使食呢个药啦。
God does.The unexpected.
神去做一啲我哋预期唔到嘅嘢。
And so we will see here how God always acts in His sovereign will for us.
喺呢度我睇到神一直都系用佢嘅主权去为我哋去工作。
And so as we see now back in Acts,
咁我哋睇翻《使徒行传》
，how the people were praying for Peter.
睇到教会嘅人点样为彼得去祈祷
？How did it come about？
系点样发生
？See, it was truly the grace of God that answered their prayers.
呢个系神嘅恩典去回答佢哋嘅祈祷。
And in my case, it was also God answering the prayers of many.
喺我嘅例子里边，亦都系神去回答我哋嘅祈祷。
After my recovery，
咁喺我康复之后。
I found out that there were people praying for me around the world.
我知道原来世界各地都有人为我祈祷。
Throughout the U.S. in Canada,
喺美国、加拿大，
in England and Europe,
喺英国、喺欧洲，
even Hong Kong and China,
甚至乎喺香港同埋中国。
It's hard to expect to see that many people praying for little old me.
我并冇预期到有咁多人去为我祈祷。
But the prayer of God's people.
但是神的子民的祈祷
God will always answer.
神一定会去回答。
But He doesn't always answer in the way we want him to answer.
但佢并唔会常常系回答我哋所祈祷嗰个方法。
Then what happens when we pray and God doesn't answer in the way we want him to answer?
咁当我嘅祈祷，如果神并冇好似依据我哋所祈祷嘅去回答我哋咁。
When that happens, very often we forget that God is a sovereign God.
当我们这样发生的时候，我们就忘记了神是一个有主权的神。
That he's the creator of all things.
他是创造所有的主宰，
创造者。That he rules over all things.
他也是管理万有。
And we fall into that trap thinking.
我们就跌入一个陷阱，以为
maybe we might think there are some things God cannot do.
我们以为有些事神可能做不到。
That he's not able. He might want to, but he can't.
我们以为他想做，但他做不到。
In Mark chapter 10,
在马可福音第十章,
and, it says, Jesus looked at them and said, With man it is impossible, but with God, for all things are possible with God.
在第十章二十七节，耶稣看着他们说，在人事不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
Know that God can do all things, even what we think is impossible.
神可以做一些我们甚至乎以为神做不到的事。
But he will do it according to his will.
他会跟随他自己的旨意去做。
His sovereign will, not ours.
他全权的主权的旨意，不是我们的旨意。
Because we often mistakenly think we can control our sovereign God with our prayers.
我们经常以为我们可以藉着我们的祈祷去控制那个有主权的神。
That if God's going to answer prayers, he will answer it the way I ask him to.
我们以为神呢会去回应我们怎样去求他，他就会怎样答我们。
And when he doesn't do that,
当他不这样做的时候，
many of us conclude that our prayers are useless.
我们就说我们的祈祷是没用。
It's a waste of effort. Why do I even bother?
他说我浪费时间，我做什么还要去浪费时间祈祷呢？
Maybe I'm just praying to no one.
或者我我祈祷都没人应。
So instead of seeking out the sovereign Lord in our prayers,
所以我哋唔会喺祈祷里边去寻求嗰个有主权嘅神。
We think we can control him.
我哋以为我哋能够控制佢。
But when we pray,
但当我哋祈祷嘅时候
，it should be a prayer which we seek to understand God's sovereign will.
我哋祈祷系应该要去寻求去认识神嗰个有主权嗰个旨意。
And we pray that God would be pleased to reveal His sovereign will to us.
我们祈祷神是乐意的，去给我们看到他的旨意是什么。
And so we see now in this passage of Acts, Peter's release.
在刚才的经文，我们看到彼得是得到释放。
And what we see is that the Christian now enabling to see the power of God performing a miracle, but in a way that was not expected.
那这些基督徒就看到神那个旨意是他的大能，但是并不是他们所期待的那个方法。
How we know it was unexpected?
我们怎么看到他们并没有期望是这样发生呢？
Because Mary, I mean, Peter goes knocking on the door of Mary.
因为彼得在那里敲门。
And the servant girl answers the door.
这个侍女呢就回应那个回去看看门口里面
什么。She recognizes Peter's voice without even opening the door.
他甚至未开门，他都认得这个是彼得的声。
She doesn't see him to know that it is him.
他并没有看到彼得的样子就知道是他了。
Now, we know that there was a group of believers, Christians, praying in that house.
我们知道在那个屋里面有一班的基督徒是为彼得祈祷。
They were praying.
他们祈祷。
But I don't know what they were praying for.
我不知道他们究竟为什么祈祷。
I would assume that they were praying for Peter's release.
我预计他们应该是为彼得得到释放而祈祷。
For Peter's safety.
为到彼得的平安祈祷。
Because Herod had just killed James.
因为希律刚刚杀了雅各。
And yet they were there.
他们在那里。
And somehow when the servant girl tells them that Peter is standing outside.
那这个侍女告诉他们听说彼得站在门外面了。
They didn't believe her word.
他们都不相信他所说的话。
They didn't believe that Peter was actually outside.
他们不相信彼得真的实实在在站在外面。
Even when she kept on insisting it was Peter.
纵使这个侍女重复讲一下是彼得。
They finally said, it's probably just an angel.
跟住佢哋话，可能系彼得嘅天使啫。
See, they were praying.
你睇到佢哋祈祷
，but they weren't expecting.
但系佢哋冇，并冇期待咁样发生。
Did they not expect actually to see Peter freed from jail at that moment?
佢哋并冇期待彼得喺嗰一刻会喺监狱里边出嚟。
Praying without expecting.
去祈祷，但系并唔期待。
Would you say that their prayers were effective?
你会唔会话佢哋嘅祈祷系有功效咧
？That their prayers were answered.
你系咪话佢哋嘅祈祷得到答案咧
？For all intents and purposes, it shows that we see that their prayers worked and they have gotten what they had wanted.
诶，实在佢哋嘅祈祷，佢哋系得到答复，并且佢哋得到佢哋为到佢哋要祈祷嗰样嘢。
But if that was the case, why were they so surprise.
但系点解佢哋咁惊讶咧
？Why did they not believe that it was Peter outside？
因为佢哋并唔相信彼得站喺门外边咧。
In James chapter 1 it says，
雅各书第一章。
But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
这里说只要凭着信心求一点不疑惑因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪被风吹动翻腾这样的人不要想从主耶稣 主那里得什么心怀异议的人在他一切所行的路上没有定见
We can't tell the heart of the believers that we're praying
我们并不知道在那里祈祷的信徒他们的心是想什么
But their inability to accept that Peter was outside that door
但他们并不能够 去接纳彼得就站在门外面
might give us evidence that they were praying without faith
这个就好像一个证据给我们看到他们祈祷并没有用信心去祈祷
Now in the previous passage it says they prayed earnestly
在前一段的经文他们很给我们看到他们很热切的去祈祷
They might have been praying very hard for a very long time
他们一路用很多时间很热切的去祈祷
But with very little faith
但是没有信心
If that was the caseWhy was their prayers answered?
咁如果系咁样嘅时候，咁点解佢哋嘅祈祷会得到答复咧
？Again, we see that God is gracious. Help them to understand to trust in His will.
俾我哋再一次睇到神系有恩典嘅，去帮助佢哋去相信神嗰个旨意。
He graciously answered them.
佢去用恩典去回答佢哋嘅祈祷。
Even if they were praying with little faith,
纵使佢哋系唔系用好多嘅信心去祈祷
，It's interesting to see in this situation.
喺俾我哋睇到喺一个咁嘅情况系好有趣。
The outcome of both Peter and James.
我哋睇到彼得同埋雅各个下场都唔同。
I'm pretty sure the church prayed very hard, earnestly for James also.
我很肯定这班的信徒也都很努力地去为雅各祈祷
Yet James was killed
但是雅各被杀
Just a short while before
就在之前少少的时间
Now did God love James any less than he loved Peter?
那是不是神没有爱雅各那么多好像他爱彼得那样
I'm pretty sure God loved James just as much as he loves Peter
我肯定就是神爱雅各和爱彼得是一样那么多
It was just not in God's plan.
但这个不是在神的计划里面
he did not plan for Peter to die yet.
神并没有计划到彼得要在那个时候要死
Because God has further plans for Peter, for his kingdom.
因为神在彼得的里面有一个更多的计划在围着神的国度
And so we will see that God always answers prayer.
我知道神是一定会去回答祈祷
But he always answer it according to his will
但他是会跟随他的旨意去回答
His sovereign will
他有主权的旨意
And often our prayers will be answered in unexpected ways
而很多时候我们的祈祷是不在我们期望的方法那个方向里面去得到回复
Our God is the God of the unexpected
因为我们的神是一个不是我们可以祈所期待期望嗰个神
，and we should be grateful that our God is that way。
我哋要感恩，因为神啊系咁样。
Because it doesn't depend on how earnestly or how hard or how long you pray.
因为并不是在于说我们用几长的时间我们要几努力几费心去祈祷。
You can pray every single day for years.
你可以用很多年的时间每一天去祈祷。
Whether or not we have great faith or little faith.
无论我们有很大的信心或很小的信心。
If that was the case,
如果是这样的话,
we would be in a bad way.
我们会有一个很错误的地方。
Now, how many times have you told people that you would pray for them?
那你有多少次说你跟人说话你会为他们祈祷呢?
That you would pray for their health.
你为他们的健康祈祷。
That you pray for that they would get that job they're interviewing for.
你为他们的工作的面试去祈祷。
Now, if what you prayed for depended on your prayers,
如果你为那件事的祈祷是在乎于你的祈祷的时候,
where would that leave all those people you were praying for?
那这班人会怎样呢? 你为他们祈祷这班人。
And so imagine if God was to work based on your prayers.
如果神的工作是在乎于你的祈祷的时候,
to heal the sick,
去医治那些病人,
we must be thankful for our God.
我们要感谢我们的神。
For his sovereignty to work out by his grace, not by our efforts.
因为神的主权，他所做的是根据，是根据他的怜悯，他的恩典，不是根据我们的努力。
That we can thank God that he heals people.
我们要感谢神，因为神去医治人。
Despite our faithlessness.
纵使我们是没有信心。
And our unfaithfulness in prayer.
同埋我们是在祈祷里面没有信心。
You know, if God just gave us what we wanted,
如果神只是给我们所想要的东西,
imagine if you prayed every time and you got what you wanted.
去想想如果你为到每一样东西祈祷神都去给你的时候,
you would chalk it up to your efforts.
那你会用很多的很努力去祈祷。
You know, I prayed so therefore it worked.
我要祈祷因为要去这样发生。
And we would give ourselves a lot of credit.Where we don't deserve.
我们会比为自己的努力去加很多的分，纵使我们不配得。
And when we don't get what we pray for,
咁当我们得不到我们所祈祷嗰样嘢嘅时候
，then we end up saying, "Okay, God's the blame."
咁我们就去埋怨神啦。
And you would hate him for not giving you what you prayed for.
咁你就嬲佢，因为佢冇俾你为嗰啲祈祷嗰啲嘢。
And often, therefore, you give up praying for things.
咁最后你都去放弃咗祈祷添。
So what does our prayers do then?
咁我哋嘅祈祷做乜嘢咧
？God calls us to pray.
神去呼召我哋祈祷。
Because it signals our reliance upon His grace.
因为表示咗我哋去倚靠佢嘅恩典。
It also signals the fact that we trust in His grace.
同埋表示咗我哋去信靠佢嘅恩典。
That we realize we're not in control。
俾我哋知道我哋唔系嗰个控制紧嗰个。
That we're really dependent upon God's good will towards us。
我哋系依赖神对我哋嗰个善意。
That we're totally dependent upon God's love。
佢依赖神俾我哋嘅爱。
It is good and necessary for us to pray。
呢个系我哋系需要祈祷，同埋呢样嘢系好嘅。
That is not the essence of prayer.
但这个不是那个祈祷的重心。
The essence of prayer is for us to ask God to be gracious to us, to show us His will.
祈祷的重心就是什么呢？我们去求神去给我们看到的旨意，给我们有恩典。
Now we see here in this part of Acts,
不是《使徒行传》这里，
we see that Herod had some wicked plan planned for Peter.
咁希律咧系对于彼得有一啲有个有个好坏嘅念头，一个恶意。
He was prepared to lead Peter out to have him killed, just as he had James killed.
佢打算咧系喺彼得从监狱攞出嚟就杀咗佢噶啦，好似雅各杀雅各一样。
Because when James was killed, the people rejoiced.
因为当希律杀雅各嘅时候咧，啲人都好欢喜。
And he felt really encouraged that he should do that again.
而 然后他就觉得啊，他都应该同样的去杀埋彼得。
But as that morning, as Peter was about to be let out to be killed,
就当那个早上，当彼得希律要带人去将彼得提出嚟要杀
他的时候， he finds out that Peter had escaped.
他就发觉彼得已经去逃走
了。And he searches high and low and cannot find Peter.
他叫人去周围去找，但都找不到彼得。
And so he begins now, to sort of take out his anger and his wrath upon the soldiers who were guarding him.
跟住咧，佢就将怒气咧迁怒于嗰啲看守彼得嘅人，嗰啲士兵嗰度。
And he takes out and he has them killed.
然后就杀咗佢哋。
The wicked evil of man has to find its release.
呢个人嗰个邪恶嘅计划，一定要揾一个地方去释放出嚟。
But see, the Lord is Peter's protector.
但系神系保护彼得嘅。
And he does not allow any of the schemes of Herod to interfere with his sovereign plan.
神唔容许呢啲希律嘅呢啲咁邪恶嘅计划去阻挠咗神嗰个主权。神嘅旨意。
In Genesis chapter 50,
喺创世纪五十章，
It says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today."
佢话从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保存许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
That was Joseph, when he was sold by his brothers, but yet God saved him.
就话当约瑟被呢啲佢嘅兄弟去出卖嘅时候咧，神去拯救咗佢。
God will turn even evil that man do into good.
神会将人所邪恶嘅行为去将佢转化成好嘅。
But remember this.
但系要记得
，It doesn't mean that you will not face trials and troubles.
并唔代表话你唔会去面对困难同埋试炼
，and even death，
甚至乎系死亡。
Now, when I know that in the workplace，
我知道喺呢个工作嘅地方
，it's filled with the schemes of man，
充满咗人好多嘅诡计。
As people try to advance themselves，
当啲人都想去争爬向上爬嘅时候
，even at the cost of everyone else。
纵使系佢要去踩住其他人
，you know, life is filled with those examples.
生命上面好多呢啲咁嘅例子。
And sometimes when we are in those situations, it's hard for us to see the hand of God.
当我哋喺呢啲咁嘅处境嘅时候，我哋好难睇到神嘅手喺度工作。
And we can easily see this, what happened to most of God's prophets.
咁我哋好多时都睇到喺神嘅先知嘅里边系咁样。
Remember John the Baptist? He was beheaded.
睇下，呢个施洗约翰佢被斩头
，and then recently James was killed，
雅各又被杀。
And most markedly for us to understand this very important principle of life，
咁系我哋好重要，我哋需要睇到呢个生命呢个原则系点样出嚟。
It's the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross，
就系话睇下耶稣基督喺十字架上边牺牲。
See Jesus' death came at the hands of evil men，
耶稣基督死喺呢啲邪恶嘅人嘅手上边。
Who schemed almost from the very beginning to have him killed?
佢哋一早就计划咗要去杀佢。
And finally, he was betrayed by a man who was one of the 12.
然后耶稣基督去被佢十二个使徒、十二个门徒其中一个去出卖。
And Judas was working in conjunction with the chief priests and the leaders of the Jewish people.
呢个犹大去从嗰当时嘅。大祭司和这些犹太人一起去密谋去杀害耶稣。
To kill Jesus.
他们的计划就是杀害耶稣。
And it seems as if their scheme to work.
好像他们的计划都得逞。
That they had won that day because Jesus was captured and crucified.
咁耶稣基督被捉拿被杀在十架上面，好像他们的计划是成功了。
And we know that when that happened, the disciples and all the followers were totally discouraged.
我哋知道当呢件事情发生嘅时候咧，佢嘅门徒同埋跟随佢嘅人咧，佢哋都觉得好沮丧。
Something bad happened。
佢哋话有啲咁坏嘅事发生咗。
Except that we find that it was God's plan all along。
但系你睇到原来一路都系神嘅计划。
From the very beginning of creation。
由创世开始已经系。
That Jesus Christ would sacrifice his life for the forgiveness of our sins。
耶稣基督会牺牲佢嘅生命，系为咗。
That Jesus was to die and rise from the dead.
耶稣基督是要死，并且从死亡里面去复活。
To be victorious over sin and death.
是胜过罪和死亡。
It was all accord to God's sovereign plan.
所有都是根据神的计划。
To bring salvation to believers.
去将救恩带给相信的人。
We can easily worry about the schemes of others.
我们很容易就去担心其他人的计谋。
And sometimes we feel that happening all around us.
有时觉得这些周围在我们身边去发生。
And when you have difficulties in your relationships at work, at home, or even among friends.
当你在你的公司、在你的家庭、在你的朋友当中都有关系的问题的时候。
We feel the schemes that might be against us.
我们以为是这些奸计是针对着我们。
And we get so distracted by those schemes.
我们就是分心，因为这些计谋。
That we don't realize the schemes of our own heart.
但我们就很多时候就没看到我们自己心里面那个奸计。
You know, the schemes that we have to disobey and ignore the Lord.
那些是我们怎样计划去叛逆神，怎样去不再跟随神。
You know, the schemes we have in our own unfaithfulness.
在我们的不信的不忠心的里面那些计谋。
Maybe in our laziness.
或者在我们的懒惰的里面。
In our discontent.
在我们的不满足里面。
And basically in our selfishness.
还有在我们的自私里面。
The schemes of our hearts that display those that aspect of our lives.
在我们心里面这些计谋就是在我们的生活里面去表彰出来。
And we often miss those.
我们很多时都没看到。
Well, one thing we need to be grateful for.
有一件事我们要感恩的。
That God does not, that He does the unexpected even in our lives.
就是说祂做一些我们并没期待的事，就是甚至乎在我们生命里面。
What is that unexpected thing He does in our lives?
在我们的生命里面做了一些什么是我们没期待的呢？
In spite of all those schemes that we have,
纵使我们有这么多的奸计,
God has promised that He would mold us into the very image of Jesus Christ.
但是神应许祂会塑造我们, 塑造我们好像耶稣基督
那样。How many of us expect to be molded into the image of Jesus Christ?
有多少人会期待神去塑造你到好像耶稣基督那样呢?
See, if I look at myself at this point in my life,
如果在这一刻我看我的生命的时候
It's hard to imagine that I'm going to look like Jesus Christ.
我很难去想象到我会好像耶稣基督。
I'm nowhere near close.
我甚至乎怎样比都不像。
It would be truly an unexpected thing to be made into the image of Christ.
要好像耶稣基督一样的时候，这个是我们不会期待的。
See, what man intends for evil, even ourselves, God intends for good.
神原意人的原意是邪恶，但是神的原意的要将这件事转做好。
Now does that mean that we don't need to pray?
那是不是我们不需要祈祷呢？
We are to realize and to follow the example of Jesus Christ.
我们要知道我们要跟随耶稣基督一个榜样。
Christ faced a terrible, impossible situation.
耶稣基督面对一个很坏的处境，一个不能够想象的处境。
He was to be crucified on the cross.
他要被钉在十字架上面。
Crucified for something he did not do.
是为了一些他没做的事，没做的事去钉在十字架上面。
And we know that he prayed to God the Father.
我们知道他向神去祈祷。
That he asked and he pleaded that if God would remove the cup of wrath from him.
他向神祈祷就是说要将这个苦杯去拿开。
He prayed earnestly.
他很努力的祈祷。
And he prayed with complete faith.
他是完全的有信心的祈祷。
But that faith was in the sovereign will of God the Father.
但是这个信并不是神那个旨意。
That he trusted implicitly that God would always do good to him.
他相信神一定会去跟他的旨意而行。
That God'sThe Father's will was good.
他相信神的旨意是好的。
Jesus knew what to expect.
耶稣基督知道要期待什么。
It was something he knew from the very beginning.
是一些由开始的时候他已经知道。
Now we don't know all God's will.
我哋唔知道神完全嘅旨意系乜嘢。
But God has already revealed to us His good intentions for us.
但系神已经俾我哋睇到佢嗰个善意喺边一度。
That all who believe in Him and trust in Him will know that He is good.
所有相信佢嘅人，去依靠佢人都知道佢系好嘅。
So if we truly believe that God will always, His will will always prevail in our lives.
如果我哋要知道神嘅旨意一定喺我哋生命上边去成就嘅时候
，that His will will prevail in all of creation，
其实神嘅旨意一定会喺万物上边、受造之物上边去成就。
Shouldn't we stop trying to have our own selfish will？
唔通我哋唔应该要停止有我哋嗰啲自私嘅旨意咩
？That we should try to think that we should even try to change God's will。
甚至乎我哋唔系应该要停止去改变神嘅心意咩
？See the wise person seeks to be part of God's will。
一个聪明嘅人会去寻求成为神嘅旨意嘅一部分。
Just think about that。
去谂下。
If you know you're playing a game, right？
你玩一个游戏。
And you're on a team。
你喺一个队里边。
Now which team would you want to be on？
你想喺边一队里边咧
？If you knew which the winning side was，
如果你知道边一边会赢嘅时候
，And who's the losing side？
你又知道边一边会输
？Wouldn't it be silly to be on the losing side？
唔通你想喺输嗰边咩
？I would want to be Houston Astro。
咁我
it's a baseball analogy。
OK， 啊会佢会想喺一队要会赢嘅球队嘅里边。
I won't go into that。
啊，边个识棒球
？But basically， yeah， the wise person wants to be on the side。Where God will accomplish His will.
聪明嘅人就会想喺会同神一齐，因为知道神会成就佢嘅旨意。
So our prayers is to ask God, would you please reveal your will to me?
所以我哋对神嘅祈祷就系话求神去俾我哋睇到佢嘅旨意系乜嘢。
That's an opportunity we have.
呢个系我哋嘅机会。
In our prayers,
喺个祈祷嘅里边
，that God would be pleased to reveal that sovereign will to us.
就是神乐意的给我们看到祂的全权的旨意是什么
Now we can never know what's in store for us
我们从不能够知道有什么会在我们身上发生
But we can rest assured
但我们可以肯定的
That the Lord will always have something good in store for us
但是神一定是有一些好的东西给我们
So what are you expecting from God?
那你在神里面你期待什么呢
You should expect the unexpected from God
你要期待一些你没有期待到的东西
When you do that, you will experience that God will be doing amazing things in your life.
当系咁做嘅时候，你就会睇到神系做一啲好奇妙嘅嘢喺你嘅身上边。
So as you would ask God, how would you be able to serve Him, to be part of that plan that He has for our lives?
所以当你向神去求，你点样喺神嘅里边去服侍佢？在我们生命里面你怎样去彰显出来
How would you show forth the sovereign will of God working out in your life
那你又去怎样去给人看到神在你身上的旨意去成就出来
You know at Covenant Church we have a we sort of have a difficult time
那在圣堂里面我们有一个困难的时候
Like most churches,
好似好多教其他教会一样
most churches have about 20% of the people actively participating in the work of God's kingdom.
咁好多教会大概有20%嘅人都系经常性嘅喺神嘅国度，为神嘅国度去工作。
And 80% of the people think that they're the audience in a entertainment show.
咁其他人咧都好似以为自己系。是一个娱乐的表演的里面的一些观众
That's very typical of all churches
那这个在一般的教会都是很普遍
Including Covenant Church
包括在圣约堂里面
I don't know about Covenant of Grace
我不知道恩约堂是怎样
I haven't been here long enough
那我们不是经常在这里
But I hope that number is different
我希望这个数字会不同
And if it's not
如果不是的时候
I hope that you would work to make it different
我希望你会去努力去做一啲唔同嘅嘢。
That you would find ways that God will use you。
去揾啲方法係神去使用你。
To bring about the unexpected in the life of Covenant of Grace。
喺 一堂裏邊將一啲唔期待嘅嘢去使佢發生。
That you can do mighty things together.
你可以做一啲好大嘅事。
As you would trust in God.
當你相信神嘅時候。
And that you would follow after Christ.
然後你跟隨基督。
In Luke chapter 14 it says.
喺路加福音十四章。
If any man would be my disciple, he would pick up his cross and deny himself and follow me.
嗰啲做我門徒嘅人，佢會將佢嘅十字架去攞起嚟去跟隨我。
Hopefully, that is your prayer.
我希望呢個係你嘅祈禱。
That you would pick up your cross, deny yourself and follow him.
去拎起你嘅十字架去跟隨神。
Let us pray.
我一齊祈禱。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
我哋慈悲仁愛嘅天父。
I ask that you give us a moment where we can reflect and stand before you.
求你俾我哋一刻嘅時間喺你嘅面前去回想。
That as we stand now in your presence,
我哋喺你嘅面前去站立。
That you would, your spirit would help us examine our hearts.
你嘅聖靈幫助我哋查驗我哋心。
Lord, that you would help us to see whether or not we truly trust in your will.
让我们看到我们是否真的相信你的旨意。
That we are seeking to pray according to your will.
我们是否真的根据你的旨意去祈祷。
Not our own selfish wills.
不是根据我们自私的心意。
But your will.
是根据你的旨意。
That is good and perfect.
是美好的，是完美的。
So Lord, quiet our hearts now.
主要安静我们的心。
That we will hear your voice.
让我们听到你的声音。
As you would speak to us.
求你向我们说话。
When the Lord asked in Isaiah,
当他神去问以赛亚的时候，
Who shall I send?
我应该差遣谁呢？
Isaiah answered,
以赛亚回答，
Send me.
请差遣我。
We ask that that would be the prayer of each of our hearts.
我们祈祷，这个是我们每一个人的心里面的祈祷。
That we would have the Lord send us.
我们会求神去差遣我。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名义求。
Amen.
Amen.